You are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
I want to start by reading two scriptures this morning, Malachi chapter 3 and Acts chapter 2. The word of the Lord says, verse 1, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me." John the Baptist preparing the way of Jesus. "And the Lord whom you seek," notice the word seek, hunger, "the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come," everybody say suddenly, "to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, Jesus, in whom you delight, behold, he is coming." Whether you're ready for him or not, I don't know, but he's coming. If you're ready, he will bless you and you will run with him. If you're not ready, he's not going to wait for you. He's going to pass you by. Because God has an agenda. The evangelism of the world, God's not going to wait for you. God will knock at your heart. You have to open the door. God's not going to wait for you to make up your mind that Jesus is the Christ. He's a God of suddenly who will give you one chance, one moment. It may be today in the service. Verse number 2, the Bible says, "But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? He will sit as a refiner, for he is like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's soap." So he loves you too much to leave you in the state that you are. How many of you know we need change? Come on, say amen. We need more of God. We need to decrease that Christ may increase. We need to become the witness of God in the earth, not Sunday Christianity. "For he's like a refiner's fire, like a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi. He will purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness." So when God touches you, your response always is to do something for God. When God enters your life, your response is always to do something for God. Always. The whole Bible. Every person touched by God immediately responded by doing something for God. Not as a work, as an offering of love. So it's impossible to come to church and you're in the presence of God and your heart is not activated to want to worship Jesus. Build an altar of praise and worship. Build an altar of prayer. When God touches you, you want to touch him back. When God blesses you, you want to bless him back. That's the fire I'm talking about. Not law, not legalism, but fire that comes by grace, that you cannot stay dead no more. You cannot stay bound no more. You cannot stay lost no more. You cannot stay lukewarm no more. Come on, don't get me to preaching out this morning. You cannot stay backslidden no more. When he comes, because you are seeking him, you cannot stay in the same state. He dramatically changes everything about you. So you may come in one way, but you're going to leave another way. Are you listening to me? Some of you are going to have a God encounter in the next 2 weeks. I prophesy to you that the Spirit of God is going to come upon you and you will prophesy and you will be turned into another man. You're not going to be the same person, as I said in the beginning of the year. You're not going to be the same mediocre, lukewarm person. You're not going to be the same person struggling with the same habits no more. The Spirit of God is going to come upon you and you are going to be turned into another man. Live unashamedly for Jesus Christ. Say amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible says, "And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly," say it again, say suddenly, "there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Tonight I'm talking about, I've never preached this, being filled with the fullness of God. Every believer being filled with the fullness of God. God doesn't just want to fill you. God wants to cause overflow in your life. Can you handle it? Amen. You are the hope of the world. So I'm talking this morning on the Lord whom you seek. Condition will come suddenly. On the day of Pentecost, the disciples were gathered in one place. And suddenly, a sound from heaven, unexpectedly. They were believing God, but unexpectedly, God intervened. And what a great intervention. Think how these people's lives were changed because of a God suddenly. When God came, they were turned from timid, lukewarm, afraid people into bold world shakers, kingdom builders, history makers for God. I want to talk about this God of suddenly. Because I believe God has a suddenly for you somewhere in your life. The Webster's Dictionary defines suddenly as something happening unexpectedly. Changing the angle of something all at once. Marked by abruptness. Brought about in a short time. Well, that sounds like God. God doesn't need 3 years to change the angle of things. You can be walking this way. God will come and push you that direction in a moment, in an instant. Everything about you can change. Your business, your marriage, your life, your emotions, your physique. Come on. Suddenly God can come and the angle of things can change. Your business can change. Your marriage can be revived. I want you to know when God enters the equation, things are going to happen suddenly. Things are going to change quickly and abruptly in Jesus' name. Dead things will be revived. Barren things will produce fruit. Lost things will be found. What is weak will become strong. What is bound will be loosed. What is closed, shut up, will be opened. I declare that God suddenly is going to touch your life and things are going to change dramatically. Zechariah 4 verse 6, not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. I declare and prophesy over your life there in Pretoria, Johannesburg, watching the television today, that God is going to sovereignly accelerate things in your life. God is going to hasten things. What took 5 years is going to take 1 year in the name of Jesus Christ, so that even the reaper will overtake the sower according to the Bible. Isaiah chapter 60, when I came to Bloemfontein, this is the verse God gave me. Verse 22, a little one shall become a thousand, a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. I believe there's a hastening by the Holy Ghost. I believe there's a quickening in the nations of the world. There's a shaking in the nations of the world. Evangelism that took hundreds of years are going to take a few years because the glory of God will manifest. I want you to know we serve a great and an awesome God, a God of deliverance, a God of the unexpected, a God of suddenlies in Jesus' name. In a moment, everything can change. Suddenly, you can go from the land of never enough into the land of more than enough. Suddenly, you can go from just surviving into thriving. Suddenly you can go from almost into utmost. Suddenly things can be different in your life. Condition if you seek the Lord. This is a relationship. We can never neglect this relationship with God. We can never lose our hunger for God. You watch a husband and a wife lose their desire for one another. The marriage becomes stale, boring, old hat. Because the husband, his heart doesn't quicken anymore when he sees his wife. And the wife, when the husband comes home, she's just like, okay, well, he's there. I'm not even going to get up and greet him. And you see that marriage is in trouble because they no longer have that excitement and that expectation and that pursuit of one another. Exactly the same when we stop pursuing God, when we stop seeking Him. This is a relationship. This is not a religion. The early church walked with Jesus, but they were smart enough to listen to Jesus. They put everything aside and they sought the Lord so that the promise could be fulfilled. The God whom you seek will come suddenly. When things go wrong in people's lives that become disillusioned, cynical, they stay away from church and they stop seeking God. Then the suddenly cannot come. But I want to, in the first part of my sermon, make it very clear that Acts 10:34 says, God is no respecter of persons. So when I see suddenlies in the Bible, I see my name in those suddenlies. I know that God has a suddenly for Ad Borsov. I know that God has a breakthrough for Ad Borsov. I know that God has a miracle for Ad Borsov. I know that God has a new beginning for Ad Borsov. Oh, come on, somebody say amen and give the Lord a praise offering because you can. Hallelujah. So no matter how bad things are today, tomorrow they can be better. One touch of God's favor and everything can change. Psalm 30 verse 5, the Bible says, His anger is but for a moment, but favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Change is on the way. Change is on the way. Deliverance is on the way. Restoration is on the way. Breakthrough is on the way. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And when it happens, you better be ready, because it's going to happen suddenly. Somebody say amen in Jesus' name. So this Bible is full of suddenlies. Think about Paul on the road to Damascus. One day persecuting the church. After a God, suddenly he becomes a preacher of the gospel. Acts 9 verse 1. The Bible says Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest to ask letters. Verse 3, as he journeyed and came near Damascus, suddenly, somebody say suddenly, a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground, heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus who you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goats. So God suddenly changes Paul in a moment. Like God changed me. God changed you. I wasn't even looking for God, or so I thought, but my spirit was crying out for God. Because when Jesus appears to Paul, he knows exactly who it is talking to him. He knew. He was persecuting, running away from this Jesus. But God suddenly changed him. I prophesy and declare that suddenlies are coming to your families. Suddenlies are coming to your grandparents. Suddenly salvation is going to come to your father and your mother. Come on, somebody give the Lord a praise for the salvation of your household. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about Zacchaeus, a chief sinner. Luke chapter 19, Jesus looked at him when he climbed in the tree and he said, today I must come into your house. And he received him immediately, the Bible. I'm here to tell somebody, today Jesus is coming your way. Today, suddenly, Jesus is going to touch your life. Think about the woman who was bound by the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Her freedom came suddenly. Luke chapter 13 verse 11, behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, who was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. When Jesus saw it, he called it to him and said to her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her and immediately she was made whole. I don't care how long you've been struggling with the same problem. I mean, I do care. But I know that God is able to deliver you suddenly. God is able to deliver your child suddenly. God is able to revive your business suddenly. God is able to restore those broken bones suddenly. Just don't stop seeking the Lord. Suddenly, you can come to your right mind. Suddenly, that sickness and disease can disappear out of your body. Suddenly, things can be better. Think about Paul and Silas in the midnight hour in prison. Their deliverance came suddenly. In the darkest hour, they were praising God. They were worshiping God and they were praying. They were seeking God. Acts chapter 16 verse 26, the Bible says, and suddenly, hallelujah, there was a great earthquake. Suddenly, your wife is going to look differently at you. Suddenly, you're going to see the young girl that you're going to get married to. Suddenly, you're going to get the right job opportunity. Suddenly, you're going to get your breakthrough, your deliverance in Jesus' name. Think about the maniac of the Gadarenes, bound by chains. People could not tame him. In Mark chapter 5, one encounter with Jesus Christ, clothed, sitting in his right mind. Suddenly, think about the woman with the issue of blood who suffered many things for 12 years, who went from doctor to doctor and grew no better but worse. She heard about Jesus and she said to herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And when she touched him, the Bible says, immediately the issue of blood stopped. Immediately, suddenly the flow of blood stopped. Think about Peter. A businessman who toiled all night and caught nothing, working hard, a negative economy, a possible second recession. He never gave up. He gave his boat to Jesus Christ to preach the gospel. He never lost hope. He drew closer to Jesus. The next day, Jesus said to him, launch back into the deep, Peter. He said, Master, I've toiled all night and I've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And having done this, he caught so many fish that his boat began to sink. I want to tell somebody here today, your business is going to go from where you are right now to overflow. You are going to go under the blessing of God. Come on. The blessing of God, the favor of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God is going to come upon you. And you will be blessed, blessed, blessed. In a moment, you can go from just surviving to thriving. You better believe it. You better believe that things can happen suddenly. That's why every day you have to go to work with the attitude, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Sing with a song in your heart. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. I love that old song. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Unity. Expectation. Something good is going to happen. And on the day of Pentecost, they were all together in one place, in one accord. made one sound in prayer. Not every pastor doing his own thing. One sound. One sound. Harmony attracted the blessing of God. I believe God wants to pour out more blessing upon CRC. I believe God wants to take us further. I believe we've not even seen the beginning of God, what God wants to do through us. Come on. But we have to stay hungry for God and passionate for God and humble in our own sight and press into God more than ever and live lives of purpose more than ever like the early church. Then God suddenly will change us and take us to a place that we've never been. Can you say amen today? Because on Pentecost, God births the church. So people want God encounters without the church. You cannot. The church is the pillar and ground of all truth. So when you love God, you fall in love with the church. Because he says, the Lord whom you seek. Where do you seek the Lord? You seek the Lord in the temple. I know you can have your private time with the Lord and get deceived. But in the temple, you seek the Lord as the early church. On the first day of the week, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, they came together. They continued steadfastly after revival, Pentecost, in the apostles' doctrine. They were planted in the house of God. They were set in the house of God. And revival was always when they came together. Not everybody doing his own thing. Not the home cell leader changing the agenda of the pastor on a Wednesday and say, the Holy Spirit told me to change the agenda. The Holy Spirit is not rebellious. So you can't have a meeting with God and you're under authority and you say, well, I'm going to show a video from somebody that blessed me, so I'm changing the agenda. How can you do that? You can't do that. It's unscriptural. It's an independent spirit that will stop. They will all gather together in one place, in one place, in one place. Not everybody doing his own thing. One sound came from heaven. You know, there's a story in the Bible where Moses, the leader of God's people, where 250 of the princes of the people came to stand against Moses. They were all anointed, appointed Levites and leaders of leaders. And they said to Moses, who do you think you are? We also hear God. So we can change the agenda because you don't only have the Holy Ghost. They were right. He was not the only one appointed, but he was the leader through whom the anointing flowed. So God said, let me show you how I deal with rebellious leaders. Step aside. They in the Bible. He says, step aside because I bless unity. Step aside. And God opened the earth and swallowed 250 of those princes of the people who were deceiving the nation of the people straight to hell because they were making a different sound. They were stopping the sound of revival, which is the sound of unity. You better hear what I say to you, CRC, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You cannot change the sound because the anointing flows from the top down. You cannot change the sound. As a leader, you need to keep rank, hold position. Or the revival will wane. Unity. 300 of Gideon's men who kept unity. The sword of the Lord and the Gideon brought deliverance, not the 30,000. Those who could keep rank with a leader. And sometimes the older a church becomes, the more difficult it becomes for all the members to keep rank with a leader. Because they've now grown up into leadership themselves. And they think they need to hear God for themselves. You should in your relationship, but not when it comes to the temple and the ministry of the temple. Are you listening to me very clearly? I hear what the pastor says, but now says the district pastor, he's lost touch with the people. I'll do things differently. And that differently stops the anointing and exposes a rebellious heart. Remember when Jesus ascended into the heavens, he spoke to 500 people. How many were there on the day of Pentecost? 380 never showed up. Can you imagine? 380 people that saw Jesus ascend into the heavens never went to Jerusalem. 380. Indifferent, independent. Only 120 could keep unity. And the church was birthed. So when we talk about unity, it's never negotiable. Unity in the church. Unity of doctrine, unity of vision, unity of how we do things. It's never negotiable, ever. The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come. The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The Lord whom you seek. I know CRC Bloemfontein. I know we have many other churches and live stream viewers watching us today. But I know that this is the birthplace of revival. I know that what God has done here is sacred. I know we have to protect this with everything that is in us in the name of Jesus. And we should not allow the enemy in our midst through any thought, action, word, deed, or speech. Oh, come on. Somebody that loves the house, give the Lord a praise and push the devil back today in this place. Come on. Give him a shout of praise in the house. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, come on. Praise him in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're not praising God for yourself. You're praising God for the church, for the kingdom of God, for the future that God has for us. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come. Suddenly come. Take your seat. And he will change things quickly. He will alter the angle of things. He will hasten things. He will bring things to light. Not to judge, but like any father who loves, corrects. So that the blessing of God may come and the blessing of God may increase. In Jesus' name. Father, we open our hearts to you this morning. You've spoken to many of us today. Thank you for the grace to hear your word. I pray for every leader, every pastor. I pray for a new level of unity. I pray that you do a work in our hearts. For your name's sake and for your glory. Maybe you've come here this morning, you say, Pastor, I used to go to church. But I lost myself in this journey of life. I've grown cold in my heart. I'm one of those people you spoke about. I'm lukewarm. The sound in my heart is no longer for God. If I died, I don't even think I'll go to heaven. But this morning as you were speaking, I realized I need to get right with God. I need to make my peace with God. I need to come back to God. I tell you something, my dear friend, there's no place you can go where God will not love you. There's nothing you can do that will make God stop loving you. If you were the only person that lived in this world, Jesus would have died for you. This morning I want to pray for you because I believe God has a suddenly in mind for you to change you, to forgive you, to make you a brand new person. While people are praying, every head bowed, every eye closed. Right there where you are in Pretoria, you're in Bloemfontein, in Johannesburg. There's a stirring in your heart this morning. You don't understand it, but you know it's God talking to you. And you realize that this is your moment to come back to Jesus. Pray this prayer with all your heart this morning. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me just as I am. I believe with all my heart that you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Today I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for giving me the power to be your child. Forever, I surrender all to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.